And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
For our nation to speak honestly about the complicated and emotionally charged issues that this case has raised. We must not, as we have too often in the past, let this opportunity pass.
Okay, stop. I hope that we what you're listening to here is the sound of a very dangerous, I would say, evil man, because evil is danger. I'm going to quote Booker T. Washington, who saw men like Obama and Eric Holder from 100 years ago. Booker T. Washington was a great man who happened to be a black man who saw this type of con man long before there was the 60s. And here's what Booker T. had to say. I don't think he's taught in the schools anymore, because he would calm things down and bring people together. He would bring people up rather than pushing them down. But Booker T. said, and I direct this to Obama, who obviously didn't hear this in Reverend Wright's church. I direct this to Eric Holder, who obviously didn't hear this while he was reading Karl Marx's Das Kapital. Booker T. Washington said this, guys. He said, I'm afraid that there is a certain class of race problem solvers who don't want the patient to get well, because as long as the disease holds out, they have not only an easy means of making a living, but also an easy medium through which to make themselves prominent before the public. He also said other things, by the way. Shall I read you a few others? There is another class of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Having learned that they are able to make a living out of their troubles, they have grown into the settled habit of advertising their wrongs, partly because they want sympathy, and partly because it pays. Some of these people, he wrote, do not want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs. That came from his book, My Larger Education, being chapters from my experience, written in 1911, long before these demagogues, Obama, Holder, and the others, were brainwashed through the Marxist professorships into becoming the monsters that they are, in my mind, that they have become. Very dangerous people indeed, playing racial politics, trying to stir up blacks against whites, blacks against Asians, blacks against everyone they can. It's frightening to believe that we have what used to be contained in the ghettos of the universities, now on the political stage in the center ring itself. We have to go back to the Latin to find an answer to what we're going through today as well. Quies custodiae ipsos custodis, pardon my mangled Latin, I only learned botanical Latin, I'll do the best I can. But that is a Latin phrase attributed to the Roman poet Juvenal from his satires, where he wrote, who will guard the guards themselves? Also sometimes translated as, who watches the watchman? Quies custodiae ipsos custodes? Eric Holder, who watches you? Mr. Obama, who will guard us from you? Who watches the watchman? So if you think that evil has occurred in America, and it's the first time it's occurred in a great nation, you are wrong. The Roman Republic also had people who needed watching who were above the law. And right now we have the untouchables stirring up hatred in this country. I'd rather not go down into the gutter with them. I'd rather try to continue to bring the dialogue up. I don't know if I'm going to succeed at it. But if I keep quoting Booker T. Washington or some of the other great leaders of the past, I'm afraid that people will say, well, they're nothing. They're not great men. They were just Uncle Toms who sold themselves out. That's how their brains have been washed. But if you actually analyze what they said, you'll find out that you're being imprisoned with your hatred. Booker T. Washington was trying to teach people, probably mainly his own people, that the longer you hated and the more you hated, the longer you were enslaved by your own hatred. Among a large class, he wrote, in Up from Slavery in 1901, there seemed to be a dependence upon the government for every conceivable thing. The members of this class had little ambition to create a position for themselves, but wanted the federal officials to create one for them. How many times I wished then, and have often wished since, that by some power of magic I might remove this great bulk of these people into the country districts and plant them upon the soil, upon the solid and never deceptive foundation of Mother Nature, where all nations and races that have ever succeeded have gotten their start, a start that at first may be slow and toilsome, but one that nevertheless is real. Now, I'm trying to address this to young black men and women who are listening to my show who are troubled with what is going on in the country right now. 50 years of race relations have been dissolved by Barack Obama for injecting himself into this Zimmerman trial. 50 years of relative harmony in America have been threatened by Eric Holder's constant harping upon the civil rights era. And yet we see nothing or hear nothing from those who brought themselves up from nothing to something. And here's what he wrote, George Washington Carver. I'll bet you haven't learned any of his writings in school. I bet he's no longer taught. Instead, you're reading Malcolm X. Instead, you're reading the other haters that came along in the 60s. And this is really not aimed for the white people. I think it's aimed for the young black kids who, let's say, are in the middle class and want to move up and stay there, and they don't want to be pulled back down into the darkness of the ghetto and ghetto talk. And he wrote this in My Larger Education, 1911. When our thoughts, which bring actions, are filled with hate against anyone, Negro or white, we are in a living hell. That is as real as hell will ever be. He wrote that. I didn't. Here's the best one, and he's most famous for this one. It's very tender. George Washington Carver wrote, "How far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong, because someday in your life you will have been all of these." I thought that was beautiful. You hear this? Tolerant of the weak and strong, because someday in your life you will have been all of these. He sounds like he was a great man. How about this one, Al Sharpton? "No individual has any right to come into the world and go out of it without leaving behind him distinct and legitimate reasons for having passed through it." In the opinion of millions of people, Sharpton, you've left nothing but hatred and dissension in your path. "There is no shortcut to achievement, Mr. Obama," he wrote. "Life requires thorough preparation. Veneer isn't worth anything." I guess he perceived the hollow men. "There is no shortcut to achievement, Mr. Obama. Life requires thorough preparation. Veneer isn't worth anything." Well, Obama's veneer has come off, hasn't it? We have seen the stucco come off Obama's facade, and behind it there seems to be some rotting wood. This is the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. I've begun with some very important quotes, and I'm sure they've gone over like, as we used to say in Queens, a lead balloon. Because it's very easy to get into this and get into the gutter with the rest of them and start attacking the attackers, which is going to happen whether I want to do it or not. So let us begin with clip number one, and we'll go from there. We'll give you the red meat for the Savage Nation in clip one.
"And he was freaked out by it."
"Yes. Definitely after I say it might be a rapist. For every boy's or every man, every who's not that kind of way, see a grown man following them, will they be creep out? So you got to take it as a parent, when you tell your child, when you see a grown person follow you, run away and all that, would you going to stand there? You going to tell your child to stay there? If you tell your child to stand there, we going to see your child on the news for missing person."
Now, this is an astonishing condemnation of her. Of herself, this lady Gentel, who was Trayvon Martin's best friend, said she was on the phone with him when he got into the fight, which he picked apparently with Zimmerman. And I'm going to ask a strange question, which is: should Eric Holder seek charges against Gentel for inciting Trayvon Martin to attack Zimmerman? Because when I listen to this, it seems to me she was goading Trayvon, saying, "If you're not gay, if you're not gay, you better go punch him in the nose." This girl, this lady, this woman, Gentel, seems to have incited the fight. We all know from experience that sometimes women can be peacemakers and sometimes women can be fight makers. She says he was freaked out by Zimmerman following him. So what did she put in his head? Did she put in poor Trayvon Martin's head that unless he was a man, if he was a man, rather, he would punch Zimmerman in the nose, beat him up, because otherwise she would consider him to be sort of gay. Do you have any idea how important this question is? Gentel was warning Trayvon that Zimmerman could be a gay rapist on the telephone before he attacked Zimmerman. So should Eric Holder and his so-called civil rights division of the Justice Department, run by a very dangerous individual who never should have been confirmed by the spineless, ballless Republicans when his name came up, should these hate mongers in the Justice Department, to be fair now, seek hate crimes charges against Gentel for inciting Trayvon Martin to attack Zimmerman? Well, the answer is, of course, that's absurd, isn't it? It's just as absurd as going after Zimmerman after the fact, isn't it? She goes further, by the way. She digs her wheels into the mud even further in clip two. Listen to this now.
She didn't want that creepy-ass cracker going to his father's girlfriend house to go get, mind you, his little brother was there. You don't, and now mind you, I told Trayvon I might have been a rapist.
I told Trayvon Zimmerman might have been a rapist. Now, you talk about prejudice. You talk about prejudice and a hate crime. Zimmerman might be a gay rapist, and therefore he should protect himself, so he attacked Zimmerman. That's the reason this poor young guy lost his life. I rest my case, because if the Justice Department, so-called, is going to gin up charges against Zimmerman that don't exist, then they really have to look at charges against Gentel for starting the whole fight. If you have a comment on this, you can call me at 855-400-7282, or if you'd like to comment on some of the high road stuff, which I doubt you will do, the Booker T. Washington, the George Washington Carver quotes, or the quote from Juvenal, "Quies custodiae ipsos custodes," I'll be right back to take your calls.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Kids of O traffic, South Bay, southbound 680 at McKee. The off-ramp shut down by an accident. The right lane is now blocked as well. Multiple cars, injuries as well. Traffic backed up before Highway 237. Southbound 880 Great Mall crash. That's in the center divide. Traffic slow from there as you head down into San Jose. Northbound 880 29th Avenue in Oakland. Motorcycle accident. Left lane is blocked. Traffic backing up behind it. I'm Dave Fouch, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Giants fans, Air New Zealand wants to take one lucky fan and a guest to New Zealand for an unforgettable day. From July 12th through the 16th, use the hashtag AirNZGiants to tweet why you want to go. Three finalists will receive two tickets to the Giants game on Friday, July 19th versus the Diamondbacks. Then, at the game, the grand prize winner will be selected and fly to New Zealand that night. Just use the hashtag AirNZGiants and you could win this once-in-a-lifetime experience courtesy of Air New Zealand.
Jim Twitchell's a senior master technician at Ford, and once he starts talking about brakes, there's no stopping him. Jim?
Mike, the brakes are the most important system on your car as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
And when we do an inspection, we check the pads and shoes for thicknesses. We check the rotors and drums for wear, any kind of binding or worn-out spots.
Is it time for brakes? Right now, you can get Motorcraft brake pads installed for just $99.95 or less. Get the brakes made for your vehicle and get them installed by the Ford service experts for just $99.95 or less. Stop in today.
Jim's very serious about brakes, which means you should be too. Carry on.
We check the binding of the calipers, uneven wear of the pads.
While we're young, Jim.
Stuck linkages, leaks.
Yeah, we could wrap this up.
All the system hoses, emergency brakes.
Look at that, I grew a beard.
All their cables, uneven wear of the pads, master cylinder.
Taxes extra. Pads are shoes on most vehicles. One axle. Exclusions apply. See participating California Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for details through 831-13.
Brian Sussman here. I know a lot of our KSFO listeners who have been living in homes that date back a few years, and they've been calling our friends at Plumbing Tech and Repipe to get their old galvanized pipes replaced with brand new copper pipes. All the work done in one day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure, so you don't have to worry about things like getting scalded in the shower when someone flushes the toilet. All of Plumbing Tech's work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential. The best part is their pricing. Shop around for other bids, but make Plumbing Tech and Repipe your last estimate. Their rates are extremely competitive, and they'll beat just about any estimate out there. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe today. They'll throw in either a brand-new residential water heater or a tankless water heater with every repipe job they complete. That's up to a $1,600 value. For your free estimate and final estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682 or plumbingtechandrepipe.com. Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
He didn't want that creepy-ass cracker going to his father's girlfriend house to go get... Mind you, his little brother was there. You don't, and mind you, I told you I might have been a rapist.
There'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said,
Mama said. How did this country fall to this level? How did it fall to this level that we have demagogues in such high places and such lowlifes in the media that they'd have a person like this on, literally condemning herself, admitting that she egged Trayvon Martin to go attack Zimmerman. That's what I just heard. And that started the fight which led to the kid's death. Should Eric Holder seek charges against her for inciting Trayvon Martin to attack Zimmerman? It's a reasonable question. Now, why do you think I try to go the high road, it's not going to work. We're living in a low time, so to go the high road is a waste of time. That's all. If I read to you from some of the great black leaders of the past to try and lift people up, what good is this going to do in a time when so many people are so brainwashed and so drugged out that they can't even hear what I'm saying? You have to ask yourself, how did a guy start as a slave? He was born into slavery, and he became a scientist, even though he began as a slave. Did you know that? He didn't have the government helping him either. He didn't sue anybody for a race hatred to get into college. He had a curiosity about every living thing on Earth. He said he wanted to be able to name every plant, and he did. He became a scientist. And then he wrote some great sayings, which people loved. And he was a famous black leader between 1890 and about 1915. But those were the dark ages, huh? That was before they were wizened up by the white communists who almost brought America to its knees in the 60s. The white communists who were now running around with masks on, punching waiters in the face, breaking windows, attacking police. Yeah, they're really wonderful people. Bring it all down, man. Well, let me remind you of something even more important. And I've said this before, and there's a very dangerous thing going on in this country. The occupiers with the masks on are repeating history. In Germany, in the Weimar, during the Weimar Republic, when the country was seething in degeneracy and its economy was floundering after the reparations of World War I, the communists, like the occupiers, were running around with masks, beating up people, attacking people who loved Germany, attacking business owners. They were out of hand. They attacked anybody who tried to defend the country. And then the Nazi movement was formed. Yeah. Hitler came along not before the communist movement, but in reaction to the communist movement. And we know where that led. That led to the deaths of millions of people. It led to a war that killed tens of millions of people. But you have to understand where that came from. It came from those people who had had enough of the occupiers who were smashing and burning and punching and screaming. They were the communists, anarchists of the early 1920s in Germany. Those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it. I'm trying to warn America not to repeat what happened in Germany, because as sure as I'm standing here, if this keeps up, you're going to see a reaction like you've never seen in this country. You will see a Nazi movement arise, but it won't be called a Nazi movement. Just as you saw a communist arrive on the scene and go all the way to the White House because he didn't call himself a communist. I warned you this 15 years ago. I told you that they'd come marching in the streets of this country, but they wouldn't be wearing a red beret. They wouldn't have their fists pumped in the air screaming Che. And look where Obama and Holder have gotten. If they're not hardcore Marxists, I'd like to know what is a hardcore Marxist. They're very clever, and look how far they got. Well, let me tell you something. The exact opposite can happen as well. One day there will be another Hitler in this country if this keeps up, but he will not do the Nazi salute. He will not be marching with a swastika. But this is what's going to happen unless these demagogues are stopped. Somebody has to cool them down. Where are the black leaders in America? Where are the black surgeons and lawyers and judges who understand the lowlives in high places? Where are they today? Where is one leader in the black community to stand up to the hate of Holder? The hate of Holder. I warn you, what's coming? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Sean Talk 560 KSFO. Taking a look in the South Bay, southbound 680 McKee. Still have a crash block in the on-ramp there and partially the right lane as well. Traffic backed up before Highway 237. Southbound 101, Great America Parkway. Crash center divide. Southbound 880 after Great Mall. An accident. That's in the center divide as well. Traffic still sluggish from there as you head down towards Coleman. Have slow traffic northbound 101 starting about Highway 85 and Mountain View up to San Antonio. Northbound 101 also slows from Holly Street and San Carlos up to Highway 92. San Francisco still slow northbound 101. Cesar Chavez to the lower deck. Upper deck slows from the island into San Francisco as well. I'm Dave Fowkes. Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Mancini Sleep World. Picture yourself curling up on a brand new luxurious mattress. It's Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. Enjoy huge savings on top brand mattresses and up to 48 months of interest-free financing. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its offer and compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offer and compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
When I was in grade school, I read about George Washington Carver, an American scientist, botanist, educator, inventor, black man. No one knows when he was born. You know why? He was born into slavery in Missouri in January of 1864. It is thought he died in Tuskegee, Alabama in January of 1943, and he was a leader and an advisor to presidents. He did it all on his own, and he said some amazing things that people used to pull themselves up from nothing. From nothing. The man was a genius, and this is the most important one I'm going to read to you today, and then I'll stop with the quotes, because I guess it's too highbrow. 99% of the failures come from people who have the habit of making excuses. Wow. Does that differ from, you owe me reparations. The government owes me this. Bring it all down, man. Listen to this one, those of you who are confused out there. How far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong, because someday in your life you will have been all of these. That's beautiful. He wrote, fear of something is at the root of hate for others, and hate within will eventually destroy the hater. That's what I'm trying to caution those of you who are full of hate today. You're not going to win through your hate. You're going to be destroyed by it. You're going to be destroyed by it. That's what's going to happen with your hatred. It never works. Nothing. He was a God-fearing man. He was a Christian. And how did he get from slavery to something so big? He loved nature. He said, I wanted to know the name of every stone and flower and insect and bird and beast. I wanted to know where it got its color, where it got its life, but there was no one to tell me. No one to tell me. So he figured it out on his own. He read, went to the library. He didn't expect a tutor to come to his house. You know, pretty amazing. When our thoughts, which bring actions, are filled with hate against anyone, Negro or white, we are in a living hell. That is as real as hell will ever be. Now, if a kid is taught this as a youngster, when the venom of an Al Sharpton or the venom of an Obama or the venom of all of these haters is thrown at them, they have an immunity. So in other words, if you're listening to the show, maybe you can give your children an inoculation against the hatred that is being put into their heads so we don't fall back another 50 or 60 or 70 years from these revolutionary socialists running the country today. So let's take some calls on the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. I'm trying the high. I'm trying whatever I can do here to raise us up to another level because we have very dangerous revolutionaries in very high places in this country who would like to see race wars ignited across the land. They want the Prairie Fire. In fact, there was a 60s publication put out by communists called Prairie Fire, and they were seeped on it like mother's milk. They drank the hateful rhetoric of Prairie Fire as children. As others were given mother's milk, they were given this hatred. And now they're running the country. Now they're running the universities. Now they're running the media. They drank the mother's milk of hatred and racism. And we're seeing the results of a lack of leadership today. Let me take some callers because this is a one man's opinion. In plain English, WABC in New York. Martin, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, Dr. Savage, good evening. How are you? A privilege to be able to speak on your program. Like I told you, screener, I teach American history outside of New York City in a multiracial, pretty large urban, suburban type school.
Right.
And I, when I get to post-Civil War America and talk about Reconstruction, I discuss Booker T. Washington in great lengths. I actually begin with a modern-day sculpture, actually, that's called The Ladder for Booker T. Washington. It was created by this man, Martin Puryear. I'm not pronouncing his name correctly, but it's this...
So why is it that lowlifes like Jesse Jackson go to the UN today, to the Human Rights Council, a group of jackals, to probe the Trayvon Martin shooting? Why does a man like him continue to try to stir the hatred in this country?
Because he is unfortunately a camera-friendly, well, media style, I should say, camera-friendly type. He is the type that you will not hear, obviously, let's say somebody like a Thomas Sowell. Could you imagine what he must be writing about or commenting about in regards to this? And obviously nobody in mainstream America knows who that man is. You know, he's in very...
That's right, of course. Right, I understand. It's like Clarence Thomas. You forget he's a Supreme Court justice. The man who was electronically lynched by the very same crowd of Marxists who are today trying to lynch Zimmerman.
Exactly. And
so what did you mainly want to say, Martin? You teach American studies in a college. What is your main point, please?
It's high school, actually. And what I was trying to say is that when I talk about Booker T. Washington with the sculpture and other quotes from him, I basically said, like, look, he had basically said in his time in living that for African Americans to now, being that they've been freed, given equality by the 14th Amendment and so forth, for them to climb this ladder, to use the metaphor, they have to sort of be above the board. In other words, they need to earn the respect of whites so that whites will see them as equals, given again all the time prior where they were obviously...
But Martin, do you agree with me being an educated man? It doesn't matter whether you teach high school or it doesn't matter what grade you teach. If you can see things, you can see them teaching kindergarten. I've seen college teachers who are absolute lunatics. They know nothing. So what's the matter? What level you teach doesn't matter to me. Do you believe that Obama and Holder, with what they're doing, is setting the civil rights movement back and people against each other back 50 years, as I do?
Not even in question. I totally agree with that. I feel that the so-called leaders of this country currently are so far off base in what they're doing, and I believe, like you, that it is a conscious effort. It is not just...
Conscious effort, that's right. They want dissension. They're dying for a prairie fire to start, which they would hope would turn into a conflagration and maybe even a civil war, because they feel that you should never let a crisis go to waste. They're reveling in this.
Right, and they would. You can tell it was. I think you had said this last night that the idea of Mr. Obama not speaking at this moment was definitely a very calculated move. He likes to do that. He has a sort of a boxer's mentality, like a stick and move. You jab a little, you may cause a little bit of pain, or just this idea that you're around, and then you sort of disappear for a while and sort of, you know, gain points from the judges, so to speak. And
it's getting very bad, but you see, there's a silver lining to this crisis in America right now, Michael. That I see, and the silver lining is we're actually seeing who the demagogues are, who the haters are, how low Obama is, how low Holder is. We're actually seeing who they are. Now, many of us have known this from day one, from the get-go. But many people were duped by Obama and Holder because they polished themselves up. They took off the red berets. But never make a mistake about it. They have the Communist Manifesto on their soul. And they're showing who they are now. And the colleges are filled with these people, such as an Ivy League professor, Martin, calls God a racist after the Zimmerman verdict. Did you hear that story?
Unfortunately, I did not.
I'm going to read you something you're not going to believe. I want to show you how the universities have been destroyed with affirmative action and communism. University of Pennsylvania so-called religious studies professor Anthea Butler wrote a blog in which she said God is a racist, and I will read it now. How did she ever become a professor? Why is she still a professor? An Ivy League professor blogged after George Zimmerman was found not guilty of murdering Trayvon Martin that the verdict shows, quote, God is a white racist who stalks young black men. I did not make this up. Anthea Butler, an associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Department of Religious Studies, look how the departments of religion have been penetrated by these people. And when I say these people, I mean the socialists, the communists, the anarchists, the America haters. The religion haters, the God haters themselves have penetrated the religion departments. Did you know that? There is no religion taught in the religious studies departments. Did you know that the religious studies departments were long ago penetrated by hardcore anti-God activists? Did you know that? Anthea Butler, an associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania Department of Religious Studies, made the unusual comment in a blog post released on Monday on religiondispatches.org, which is a regular contributor. She said, God ain't good all of the time. This is a professor now. In fact, sometimes God is not for us, she wrote in the post. Now, this even gets better. Listen to the illiteracy. As a black woman in an nation, this is a professor, as a black woman in an nation that has taken too many pains to remind me that I am not a white man and am not capable of taking care of my reproductive rights or my voting rights, I know that this American God ain't my God. This is a professor now. It gets worse. As a matter of fact, she wrote, I think he's a white racist God with a problem. More importantly, he is carrying a gun and stalking young black men, close quote, she added. She even gets crazier, but this is a professor now. As a historian of American and African-American religion, do you have any idea that there's been a cultural revolution in America and the illiterates have taken over the culture? She didn't write that. I did. I'll read you what this illiterate moron wrote. As a historian of American and African-American religion, she wrote, I know that the Trayvon Martin moment is just one moment in the history of racism in America that in large part has its underpinnings in Christianity and its history. Those of us who teach American religion have a responsibility to tell all of the story, not just the nice, touchy-feely parts. This idiot holds a doctorate and master's degrees in religion from Vanderbilt University, as well as a master's degree in theology from Fuller Theological Seminary. Now, I ask you something. How did she get a Ph.D. and all these degrees in a racist nation? I would argue the opposite. The country is the opposite of a racist nation. That's how people with no brains, no intellect whatsoever, are made into professors, because the universities have bent over backwards to hire them. Officials from the University of Pennsylvania declined to comment. They declined to comment. Josiah Ryan, editor-in-chief of Campus Reform, which first reported Butler's comments, said the professor's reaction to the verdict was bizarre. He wrote, no amount of heartbreak over the Zimmerman acquittal justifies these hateful posts. Professor Butler's remarks were clearly designed to hurt when Americans need healing and to divide when we need a unity. In tumultuous times, students must be able to turn to their professors for calm and wisdom. In stoking the flames of hatred, Professor Butler has betrayed her students' trust. UPenn administrators ought not to allow her back in the classroom. No kidding. She never belonged in a classroom. Ivy League professor calls God a racist after Zimmerman verdict. Again, using the race card, which she has used. Remember how she got where she is. She used the race card every step of the way to get her master's, her doctorate, that's my opinion, and then to bully her way into a professorship. It's embarrassing. It's sickening. It's setting the country back 50 to 60 years. I'd like to know where the black community is, say, community. I love the word community. The Latino community, like they all love each other. The black community, all love each other. What community? What are you talking about? Where is this imaginary community in the mind of Al Sharpton? What community? Is there a white community? Where is it? There is no white community. Whites have long ago understood you can't base your opinions based on race. What, they trust every white because they're white? Are you crazy? They learned a long time ago that race has nothing to do with who you trust. When are the races in minority status going to learn that? When? When are they going to learn that someone of the same skin color as you may be your worst enemy? When? Carol on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, good evening, sir. We worked on eliminating racism way back in the early 70s, and we developed a multicultural preschool. Now, everyone is negative, let's say racist, or positive, and we're either part of the problem or part of the solution. And there are consequences to everything that we say and do. And so here
what is your? I don't understand. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know what it's in reference to. To which comment?
Regards to the community at large as cultures, and everybody's racist. That's a given.
And so, well, hold it. You're saying everyone has racism in them.
Exactly.
Well, I agree with you.
When we own up to.
I agree with you because, for example, the Chinese people think that they're the most superior on the planet. I have Chinese friends who laugh when I say it. They say we know we are. But we laugh at it. We don't get mad about it.
No.
Okay, so every person thinks they're the best. So why is it now that we have a whole class of people who are now exploiting this? Answer. Because they got where they are by exploiting it.
Well, what they're not doing is they're not asking, what impact am I making or doing? Or am I making this situation better or worse?
But, ma'am, you're asking person like Al Sharpton to have a social conscience. They have no social conscience. Eric Holder never had a social conscience. He used his race as a weapon to get where he is every step of the way.
For a couple folks to come alongside them and give them a clue.
Okay, where are the black leaders to stand up to these race baiters? Where are they?
It has to be every individual person stands up to take an action. And so
How does that work? How do you take an action? How do we take an action?
Pardon?
How does every individual take an action? We need black leaders who see through these people to stand up and say, no, this is wrong. No, you're dragging the country backwards 50 years. No, you're destroying what was built up over 50 years. You're going to destroy the whole black middle class if you keep this up. You know, I got to tell you something. I don't go out as much as I used to. To places that I used to go to. But not too long ago, if I would go to some bars in San Francisco, I remember when, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, I don't remember when. I don't even remember the case. 12 black guys in their 30s, young businessmen, came up to me. They loved me. They listened to the show. They don't have any racism in them. They weren't steeped in it, so they got somewhere. They went to college. They got the degrees. They went into corporate life, and they were getting ahead. They didn't buy into this garbage that's being fed by Obama and Holder and Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. If they did, you know why? Where they'd be today? They'd be nowhere. They would have been enslaved by the rhetoric. Because when you wind up hating based on race, you know what you do? You imprison yourself. You know, there's another saying. You can either push a man down in the ditch or you can pull him out of the ditch. And if you push a man down in the ditch, you're going to stay down there with him. Because he's going to pull you down with him. While if you pull a man out of a ditch, you can both walk out of the ditch together. And these demagogues are trying to push an entire generation back into the ditch. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now, and you can boost your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-251-6323. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-251-6323. 1-800-251-6323. 1-800-251-6323.
There's a vote. Traffic northbound 880 23rd Avenue in Oakland. Crash blocking a lane. Traffic is backed up to the Coliseum. Expect big delays. Southbound 880 at Old Bayshore in San Jose. That accident is now off to the right side. Southbound 85, Saratoga Avenue. That's also with the crash to the right side. Southbound 280, Page Mill Road. Stalled car. Third lane from the left. Northbound 17 before the Summit have a stall. That's blocking the right lane. I'm Dave Fouch. Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
If you're a homeowner with good credit and you need to get a big chunk of cash, but you don't have enough equity or no equity at all, a bank can't help you. But at Cash Call Mortgage, you may be able to borrow 125% of your home's value on a second mortgage right now. Just call 866-590-CASH. Use the money for anything you want, including paying down credit cards. You might be able to swap out non-tax deductible debt for tax deductible debt. But check with your tax advisor first. Borrow up to $150,000 right now with a 125% second mortgage from Cash Call. Call 866-590-CASH. When bankers won't, Cash Call will. Call 866-590-CASH, 866-590-CASH, or visit cashcall.com. Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law, License Number 603-8780, and NMLS Number 38512.
For over 60,000 California foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. And without necessary school supplies, catching up can be even harder.
It's hard starting over.
The day I start, I'm already behind.
I never know what I'm going to need or how I'm going to get it.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting school supplies for local foster children.
I just want to do well in school.
I feel bad asking for paper and pen.
Bring your gift of paper, pens, binders, calculators, and backpacks to any Sleep Train and help a foster child succeed in school. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Now I'm ready to go back to school.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child start the school year right. Bring your gift of school supplies to any Sleep Train store or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Okay, welcome back to Dr. Michael Savage's University of Higher Education. Today we're asking, quies custodiae ipsos custodes, pardon my mangled Latin, it's the best I can do. I only know botanical Latin, but it's a phrase that asks who watches the watchman or who will guard the guards themselves. Eric Holder is supposed to be the top guard of the legal profession, and who will watch him? Who will oversee this monster? You know, there was another attorney general in the past who overstepped his bounds. His name was John Mitchell, and the left hounded him to death and forced him to resign. But then he was a Republican. What was his crime? No one even knows. I think his crime was being a white Republican. And yet here we have a race-baiting man violating the law, going in full combat gear against violence against the young. The same Eric Holder who was involved in the shipment of gun running to Mexico in the Fast and Furious scandal, which cost hundreds of Mexicans and Americans their lives, will not turn over documents related to guns to Mexico. Wrote about it in Trickle Down Tyranny, You Didn't Care. And now he's going to solve the combat, the violence against young people, investigating the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, and he said it would last all spring. And yet he's not looking into the murders in Chicago. In the 20-day period of the George Zimmerman trial, four minors, three teens, and a five-year-old boy were gunned down in Chicago. One crime after another, gun violence in Chicago. Where is Eric Holder when we don't need him? Not to be outdone by Holder is a man who built his entire career on hatred, Jesse Jackson, who is now asking the jackals of the UN Human Rights Council to investigate the Trayvon Martin shooting. Can you believe this? Well, of course you can believe it. Do you think Jesse Jackson got where he is because he was a good man, a decent man, an intelligent man, an intellectual giant, or the opposite of all of those words? I would think so. Going to the UN in America? I think Jesse Jackson himself should be investigated for stirring the pot.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
That creepy-ass cracker going to his father's girlfriend house to go get... Imagine his little brother was there. You don't, and mind you, I told you I might have been a rapist.
Mm-hmm. Zimmerman might have been a rapist. So if Eric Holder wants to be fair, where the law is supposed to be blind, I mean, justice is supposed to be blind, in this case, the Justice Department is blinding all of us. Should say the Justice Department is not blinding all of us. They're blindsiding all of us. If he wants to be fair, he should seek charges against Jean Tell for inciting Trayvon Martin by implying that if he was a man, he would attack this white cracker who was following him because he said he was probably gay and trying to, you know, molest him. That's what she said. Now, look, you can ridicule this poor child if you want. That's not the point. And yesterday's show I thought was pretty good, where I said there is no white Al Sharpton trying to stir up white supremacists. And in my newsletter for July 16th, 2013, I said the following. I never want to hear the word Zimmerman again. There was a trial to me. It's over. End of story. And then I said there are lessons in this story for all of us. Many of us are over-identifying one way or the other. Was Zimmerman a coward or a hero, I asked. The answer is he was both, depending on the situation. The most troubling thing about this case is how the media is reacting to it. What's been bothering me for a while is the amount of black-on-black crime that goes unreported in the news, or the amount of black-against-white crime that's never reported as a hate crime either. And then I concluded yesterday by saying there's no white Al Sharpton or Eric Holder trying to stir up white supremacists, and that's the problem those of us in the middle face. Yep, racial politics. Racial politics by the leader of this country and his, make no mistake about it, Obama, you know, came out like a leader, but you know that they had a strategy session to try and get the country to burn, baby, burn, and they sent out the thug, the Al Capone of their movement, with time off for bad behavior from General Electric's outlet there, MSNBC. I could change the acronym from More Snotty Nonsense by Chicks to something else today. It's become even lower than that. MSNBC, which is the most poorly rated of all of the cable networks, used to be the lowest rated, and it was just snotty leftist stuff. But now they've gone to a new low. MSNBC. Well, how shall I do this? We have to work the words racism in there somehow, but we won't. This is not funny. This country can burn if they don't stop it. This attorney general has to be stopped by more reasonable people in the government. The question is, where are the more reasonable people? Where are they? Hillary Clinton? She gave a speech today to a sisterhood about her heartache from the verdict. We're trying to get the sound that doesn't exist. Hillary Clinton, George Zimmer verdict brought deep heartache. She spoke to an African-American sorority group, and she went into the role where she gets into that cadence. Remember she was famous for the cadences she would find in front of various groups? She spoke with a rising inflection in front of synagogue groups in West Palm Beach. You think I'm not upset? And then when she went before black groups, she went into a sort of cadence like she was on the road to incite a church riot. She thought that she'd get people singing and dancing. So don't look to her for any solace here. She's not going to bring the nation together. She's another one who has thrived on hatred and division. So who do we turn to? Oh, the ballless Republicans? You're looking to the drunks and the grifters in the Republican Party to bring us together? Whatever, look. You know, you can laugh at Rachel Gentel. You can't. I taught children like this. She's an uneducated child. She's not even a bad person. She's just an ignoramus. That's all in my day. That's what we call her. But she actually committed a real crime here for herself by admitting on MSNBC. Did you hear the whole quote where she said, every man who's not that kind of way, meaning who's not gay, if you see a grown man like that following you, basically you run away or you attack him. You don't just stand there. She was encouraging Trayvon Martin to go attack Zimmerman. She was inciting. She incited the fight. So if you want to start in with hate crimes and racism, this poor child is in trouble. She doesn't understand that. If I were her advisor, I'd say, Rachel, you're not a bad person. Don't give any more interviews. Stop with the court nails and the hairdos. Watch out. They're using you. The slime ball on MSNBC, the slimy limey, is using you, and you're going to get in trouble. Watch out. Just disappear. Don't give any more interviews about creepy-ass cracker. You're not doing yourself a favor, Rachel. Someone has to tell her this. No one's going to tell her that. What's she going to get out of this? You think that they're going to help her when the wolves come for her? Let's go to the callers. Larry in Georgia, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please, Larry.
Yes, I've been listening to the commentary. Now, as far as the young lady making her comments, I can't even understand what she's saying. I'm a black...
Wait, you mean the college professor with God is a racist one?
Oh, that's a whole nother story. I don't even see where she's coming from. She must have been sipping some kind of something that may, I don't know, but I don't understand. I mean, either. But the reason why I'm calling in, and I normally don't call in to shows, but I've been listening to the commentary, and I feel that this has nothing to do with race. It has to do with what's right and what's wrong.
Well, I agree with you. Is this the first time you've ever heard the Michael Savage show?
I think I heard you, like, here and there over the years.
Well, if you heard me less than here and there, you would have heard me saying Zimmerman was guilty of a lesser charge, but he wasn't charged with a lesser charge because he had a loaded gun that had a bullet in the chamber, and it was cocked, and he was looking for trouble. That was my position, Larry. You probably didn't hear that. And I thought he was wrong for getting out of the car and pursuing the kid. Now, of course, Trayvon was also goaded. This was a collision here. But I didn't give Zimmerman a pass. I don't know if you know that.
Well, it's good to hear that. I'm not saying
it because I know you and I expect you to send me a box of Cracker Jacks with a halo in it. I said it. I'm on record for it. I took a lot of heat from it. People called me a traitor. They called me a lot of names because of that, Larry. I put up with a lot of heat last week because I analyzed it from the point of view of justice, not race, like apparently what you're saying. But you have to understand, though, Eric Holder is saying it's about race and it's a violation of civil rights. That's wrong as well. Do you understand that to prove a hate crimes charge, you have to prove it was based upon hatred or racial hatred or such? And there's no evidence of that because the FBI did an extensive background search on Zimmerman and they found nothing to support that. And yet Holder, who knows that, is going after him anyway. 855-400-7282. Let's go to New York City. WABC Paul, you're next up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I'm a retired NYPD detective. You had asked last night how Al Sharpton gets away with what he does.
It's, right.
He was a paid FBI informant all through the 1980s on black radicals such as the BLA and Black Panthers. He also would provide paid professional protesters and agitators to a lot of his shenanigans, particularly the RichardDiGuglielmo.org case.
Well, you called last night about that, but are you confirming, can you confirm that with any proof? Because right now it's just an allegation which I can't confirm or deny. You're making a serious charge against a very, very important, distinguished reverend named Al Sharpton. You're saying he was an FBI informant. Where can we find out whether there's any truth to that?
Maybe you could Google it because it's been in the media, and he's.
So are you implying Al Sharpton is still an FBI informant?
I don't know. I can't say that, but as far as what has been portrayed out there in the media, he has been through the 80s.
But why would he go around now? Why would the government encourage him to go around and say he's going to start rallies in 100 cities this weekend? What good can come of that other than a conflagration?
I don't know that they're encouraging him, but he has his enablers in the media as well, such as Jeanine Pirro from Fox.
So let's turn it around. Why is Obama, who has had this low life in the White House many times, why has Obama not said to Al Sharpton, cool it? We don't need you going out there stirring up the flames and pouring Sterno on a grass fire.
Well, he went away in the 90s when Giuliani was the mayor in New York City. If you just ignore people like this, they go away. You could give him a...
Well, but how could you ignore a man who has been given a liquid diet for the last year in order to shrivel him up and make him look like a half a person, and then being rewarded with a couple of million dollars a year to be a spokesmouth for General Electric? How is that possible? Why would GE sully the great peacock with a man like that on MSNBC? Look, my opinion is pretty clear, and I can't confirm or deny it. It's cheaper to pay him a couple of million a year than to have him with his rent-a-mob goons outside GE headquarters screaming no justice, no peace, and making GE pay their fair share of U.S. taxes. Don't you agree with me? It's a good business investment.
Absolutely, but I had also seen how he helped Jeanine Pirro send an innocent New York City cop, RichardDiGuglielmo.org.
All right, it's an obsessive now. We have to now give him a band job. But I don't know if any of that is true. I would have to assume it isn't. And people with an axe to grind, they really don't even want him on the show. It's that simple. I can ask you a question and tell you no lies, but I'm not going to ask you a question. But I will tell you no lies. And let's go to the rest of the callers. Let's go past Zimmerman. Is there anything else out there? This is such a serious, really frightening story. There's another group of fanatic feminists who are trying to steal the chain of command away from the military and turn it over to radical feminists. And that would include this Gillibrand from New York. They made up a story about sexual assault in the military, which they've greatly exaggerated. They've redefined what sexual assault is, where if a guy says, hey, honey, you're cute, that's called sexual assault. They turned it into 23,000 cases, and now they want to take it away from the military justice system itself and turn it over to radical feminists who will then take over the entire military. And they're very close to achieving their end. And now they have none other than the decrepit Barbara Boxer with Gillibrand and the other seven sisters of hatred joining together to steal the military right under our noses, taking it away from the military itself. Listen to clip number 11. You're not going to believe what they're doing.
Now,
it's a very big story.
Now, our effort now is to build a very strong bipartisan coalition that is going to end sexual assaults in the military. And the way we want to do it is create an independent, accountable military justice system that is not partisan, that is not ideological, that can create the kind of accountability and transparency that our men and women who serve in the military need so that they can receive justice.
Liar, you adolescent liar. You're a danger to the survival of this country. And this, believe it or not, this is a public officer. And what they've done is they've gotten 51 votes to steal the chain of command away from the military itself and turn it over to a group of radical communists like themselves. Listen to clip 12 now.
Our carefully crafted common sense proposal.
You realize that this is a child. Stop it. Stop it. You realize that this child is just a front person for the seven sisters who are trying to take over the military. The head of that is probably Barbara Boxer. She doesn't even know what they wrote for her. Listen to clip 12 again as she stumbles over the words like a child in the fifth grade.
Our carefully crafted common sense proposal was written in direct response to what the victims told us, the stories that came from them, what happened to them, the fact that they didn't trust the chain of command, that they were retaliated against, that they didn't believe justice was possible.
So this
is not a Democratic idea. It is not a Republican idea.
No,
it is
a communist
good idea that meets the needs of
turn
the victims.
It off. Okay, I've heard all of this sing-songy danger before. These sing-songy feminists are extremely militant. They are extremely potent, and they're extremely dangerous. If you let them take the chain of command away from the military, you will lose your military entirely. We'll have nothing left in this country. Nothing. The only thing that stands between us and the head choppers, the neck cutters, the radical Islamists is the military. And the day we lose the chain of command and turn it over to these radical pacifist feminists who hate men, hate the military, up the patriarchy, so to speak, is the day we are all in graver danger than we are today. Whatever happened to the war on terror under Obama? Why he turned it on the American people themselves? Whatever happened to the war on terror under Eric Holder, the head of the Justice Department? Why he turned his spying not on the Islamists but on the American patriots? We are on the verge of losing everything unless these demagogues are stopped in their tracks. Who will watch the watchers? Who will do it? The Republicans? You mean John Boehner? Can someone please get him out of his stupor from the cloakroom in the United States House of Representatives? Has anyone found Mr. Boehner? Can they take him out of the tanning booth? Can someone pull him out of the tanning booth before the few brain cells that are left are fried completely? This is the Savage Nation calling all Americans to wake up before it's too late. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage, the car payments, food. And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So, how will all the new economic policies affect you and me? Good question. I'm Brian Sussman. Please join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci for a luncheon financial seminar Tuesday, July 16th in Pleasanton, or again on Thursday, July 18th in San Jose, both at noon. How does your financial game plan look right now with Uncle Sam digging deeper into your pocket? Again, join us Tuesday the 16th at the Pleasanton Hilton or Thursday the 18th at Maggiano's in Santana Row in San Jose. Both are at noon for lunch. Just call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. On the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of our featured gourmet products, like Stubbs Barbecue Sauces and Marinades. Stubbs Legendary Barbecue all started in 1968 when C.B. Stubblefield, Stubb, started his first restaurant in Lubbock, Texas. Stubb prided himself on making the best barbecue around, and he knew the only way to do that was to use nothing but the finest natural ingredients. That's why Stubbs' line of sauces, marinades, and rubs are all natural, gluten-free, and contain no high-fructose corn syrup that today bring legendary Texas flavor to homes everywhere. These and other fine gourmet products can be found at Molly Stone's, Key Markets, Lunardi's, and Nugget Markets. Recipes will be judged by Ramekin's Culinary School. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be a California resident and minimum 21 years of age.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Mark Levin.
Raise taxes? Is he insane?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Savage Nation. We're being set back 50 to 60 years by this gang in the White House and in the media, is my opinion. But if you have not listened to the show, you don't know where I stand on the whole picture. I'm not going to review it again. I told you that Zimmerman was a wannabe cop. He was a kind of punky guy. He was a part hero, part coward. And as I said yesterday, what's a hero, what's a coward? The answer is you can separate the two of those statements by the thinness of a sheet of paper. Who's a hero? Who's a coward? We all are both, depending upon the situation. Every man knows that. See, most men walk around every day saying, you know, am I really a tough guy? Am I a man? Or am I a weakling and a coward? The answer is you're both, depending upon the situation. And none of us want to face that. So the same with Zimmerman. So he's a wannabe cop. He's walking around with a loaded gun. What could happen if you have a loaded gun in your pocket and you're a neighborhood watchman? I told you last week, I told you the week before, he shouldn't have had a gun. He shouldn't have had a gun. As a neighborhood watchman, he should have had a stun gun, pepper spray, And when they said, you don't have to follow him, he should have got back in the car. That's one side of it. The other side is Trayvon Martin was freaked out by this woman, a friend of his, who had the nerve to say to him that, Trayvon Martin, you're being pursued by a gay man, and you can't run away from him. He might be a rapist. That's Gentile on MSNBC. She admitted that she incited Trayvon Martin to assault Zimmerman. That's my opinion. It's one man's opinion. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes, okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hawkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. California regulators are calling on PG&E to pay at least $300 million in fines for a deadly 2010 gas pipeline blast. They say it would be the largest fine in the history of the State Public Utilities Commission. Two men accused of a brutal attack in San Francisco's Tenderloin neighborhood are now behind bars. Police say the 32-year-old victim was knocked unconscious and kicked several times in the head on O'Farrell Street last week. An investigation that included the use of surveillance video led police to two Richmond men. The 23 and 24-year-old now face attempted murder and other felony charges. And a verdict has been reached in the trial of one of two men accused of gang raping a student outside a Richmond High School dance in 2009. The judge has sealed the decision until the other jury hearing charges against a second defendant reaches its verdict. Taking a look at the roadways, we've got a stall eastbound 24, Caldecott Tunnel. Looks like it's in the right lane, only one bore open that direction. And northbound 280 at Kenyatta Road have an accident. Looks like that's in the center divide. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSL.
Brought to you by the San Jose SaberCats. It's fast, it's furious. It's the San Jose SaberCats football this Saturday, July 20th at 7:30 against the Philadelphia Soul at HP Pavilion. It's Fan Appreciation Night. Free SaberCats team poster to the first 500 fans. Go to thesanjosesabercats.com.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 7783.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Hey,
Brian Sussman here. Join the KSFO Morning Show for a Thirsty Thursday. It'll be this Thursday, July 18th, from 5 to 7 o'clock at the Eclipse Restaurant and Lounge in the Hyatt Regency San Francisco. That's at Embarcadero Center. Join Katie Green and me for some light bites, a cold beverage, and lots of political talk again this Thursday at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco. Thirsty Thursdays. For more information, visit KSFO.com. We'll see you on Thursday.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
The miles of walking you did with the sweet potato in your pocket. We all heard that story.
Excuse me?
My mother repeated it just yesterday.
She walked with a sweet potato in her pocket? I have no comment. That's the First Lady of the United States of America who has an opportunity to go out there and call for nonviolence and calm. Instead, she's talking about walking to school with a walking school bus. If you think she's not part of the problem, my friends, well, here's some stories I haven't gotten to yet on the Savage Nation. Remember Rubio, the ice cream man? The illiterate moron they found in the streets of Miami selling ice cream? That's an imaginary story. And they made him a senator because his last name ends in an O. The one who was used as a stooge by the Democrat Republican Socialist Party USA to push so-called immigration down the throats of America. He has not said a word about immigration bill since it passed because his support among Republicans, conservatives, and independents has disappeared. Thank you, Rubio. Here's a story that may put things in context. In San Francisco, there's a thing called bar pilots. Every city with a bay has bar pilots. What they do is they navigate giant container vessels, oil tankers, and cruise ships in and out of the bay area when they enter the waters. You want to hear how much they make? Are you looking for a good job in these tough times? How about 1 week on, 1 week off for $400,000 a year? I didn't say 40. 1 week on, 1 week off for $400,000 a year and a pension of $170,000 after 20 years of having fun on the bay. There are 60 of them, marine pilots, and they navigate these big ships once they enter the bay. It's all cities have them. And things go wrong, okay? And they're making $400,000 a year and $170,000 in pensions, and they want more. The pilots' demand for pay increases over the next 4 years would bring their annual income to $530,000 a year. What? The bar pilots in San Francisco are independent contractors, and they're paid according to the tonnage their ships carry. Their annual pay had shot up from approximately $250,000 in 02 to close to $500,000 on average in 06. How is that possible? Unions raping the public. So they're not happy with the $400,000 a year. According to this article, they want $530,000 annual pay for the pilots. Did you hear this? Did you hear what's going on in this country? The pensions that they want that the ship owners would have to pay and for which the ship owners would be responsible would be about $250 million in cost to the ship owners. That's the liabilities, according to the study. That's San Francisco for you, ruined by the unions. The bar pilots are making $400,000 a year and a pension of $170,000 after 20 years for 1 week on, 1 week off. But that's not enough for them. They're highly skilled professional mariners, and they do really well, said Mike Jacob, vice president of the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association in San Francisco, which represents ship owners and marine terminals operating on the West Coast. And because that's what we expect, we pay them really well. I wonder what pilots from China would charge or pilots from Mexico would charge. You think they would charge $400,000 a year to drive a ship in the bay? Don't know. Isn't America great? Remember the crash, the Asiana Airlines crash? Well, there's a little inside story to that. As the Asiana Airlines jet neared the airport, the pilot, Captain Vic Hooper, told his Korean co-pilot to make a visual approach, meaning he'd manually fly instead of letting automation do the work. But the Korean co-pilot froze, leaving them too high and off course. Captain Hooper said about the incident, which occurred several years ago in Los Angeles as they approached LAX. Captain Hooper said he had to take over the controls to get the Boeing 777 back on track. Hooper said, "I don't need to know this," according meaning the co-pilot, the Korean, said, "I don't need to know this. We don't do this," he said. Most U.S. airline pilots do know how to fly on a visual approach. And U.S. crash investigators are examining the manual flying skills and cockpit teamwork among the pilots of Asiana Flight 214 as they determine why the 777 crashed in SF on July 6, killing three teenage girls from China. Now, this is an interesting story. Why was that plane told to go into a visual approach? Why? Because this screwed-up city called San Francisco had turned off the airport's glide slope, which helps line up the correct path to the runway. The idiots in San Francisco closed it for construction. What liability they have. Again, a city by the bay run by liberal lunatics where everything is going wrong at once. The roads are broken, the pensions are out of control, and they close off an airport's glide slope while planes are taking off and landing? So what happened was the plane is coming in too low. It was going 40 miles an hour slower than the target approach speed when its landing gear and a tail struck a seawall short of the runway. Lee Ho Min, that's his real name, not an invented name by an intern. Lee Ho Min, a spokesman at Asiana, declined to discuss the manual flying skills of its pilots, citing the NTSB investigation. So what's the bottom line here? Well, here's the bottom line. Aviators who fly for Asiana or who help train crews in Korea said in interviews that the Asiana pilots they flew with, while very intelligent and well-trained on automated systems, rarely flew manually. Here in America, we're very lucky. Captain Hooper, for example, is a graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy before it was destroyed by the feminists, and he's a former Delta Airlines Inc. captain with more than 25,000 hours in the cockpit. Real flying, real airline flying, real Air Force flying. Ross Amir, a retired United Airlines captain who trained crews at Korean Airlines for Boeing's subsidiary Altion Training in 08 and 09, said they also noticed that many Korean pilots struggled with visual approaches. You hear this? You will never hear an Asiana pilot request a visual approach, said Captain Hooper, who flew for the Korean carrier from 06 to 11 after ending his U.S. airline career. But he said that happens all the time here in the U.S. What is visual landing and why is it important to know? Visual landing is one of the first skills an aviator in the U.S. learns as a civilian practicing on single-engine planes with an instructor at a small airport or as a military student pilot. In these cases, pilots make dozens or hundreds of unassisted landings before graduating to more sophisticated aircraft. But civilians in Korea rarely learn to become pilots because the country does not have the same network of public airports. Most non-military pilots hired by Asiana are sent to flight school by the carrier, right? But even among Korean pilots, those who flew in the military, comfort with manual flying was unusual. This is interesting. He said, "They know their procedures almost better than we do as instructors," said Amir. "But we all noticed they all had more trouble with a simple visual approach than with a very sophisticated electronic approach." Isn't that interesting? I thought that was an interesting story, and there's a lot to be learned from this. We have the best pilots in the world in the United States of America, thanks to the United States Air Force before it was destroyed by the leftist fanatics who are now trying to destroy the rest of the military. You should look into this. I notice every time I get on a commercial plane, I used to try to see who was flying. I tended to like the old guys with blue eyes and white hair. For some strange reason, I settled back and relaxed a little bit more. That's one man's opinion. Can't help it if that's the way I see things, can I? Should I be arrested by Eric Holder for hoping my pilot flew in the U.S. military? Yeah, all right. Now let's take some calls. I've tried to distract you with some reality. There's many other stories, by the way. Who's taking over Homeland Security? One of the greatest changes in our life, in our current political system, is occurring right now. The controversial, the complete failure in Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, suddenly announced her retirement on Monday, where she's going to go now and ruin the University of California system, just like she ruined the Department of Homeland Security. She failed us with the Boston Marathon bombing. One great failure after another. So you have to ask yourself, why is Obama getting rid of her? No one knows why she announced her retirement. No one would give up a job like that. Nobody would give it up. Why is she being forced out? You'll never learn the reason. Why? Well, who's going to take her place? Well, some of them are really great people, such as New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, who's a strong candidate to replace outgoing Homeland and Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Even Senator Upchuck Schumer recommended Kelly for the position. That's a good thing, isn't it? McCall of Texas said that Thad Allen, a retired commandant of the Coast Guard, and Bill Bratton, who formerly led the police departments in Boston, L.A., and New York, could gain the trust of House Republicans. I'm against Bratton. He became a PC policeman long ago, which is how he rose up the chain of command, incidentally. See, that's the problem with all of these potential candidates, with the exception, I think, of Ray Kelly, who I think would allow me to sleep better at night, because I don't think he would turn the apparatus of the Department of Homeland Security against Americans who have nothing in their record to indicate any reason to be suspect other than they love America and they're patriots. Now let's go to the callers, 855-407-282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hate is a very strong word, but I hated every second of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores. I hate them. You know what I'm talking about. Help that was no help, long delivery time, shoddy products. Look, thankfully I discovered Blinds.com. What a breath of fresh air. Their service is nothing short of spectacular, believe me, and their prices are lower than those big chain home improvement stores, lower. As for ordering, super easy with free online how-to videos and free expert design advice. You can transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, drapes in 20 minutes by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. And if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Hurry and save an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000. You heard me. So go to Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Write it down. Blinds.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Right. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil. The seaweed. The kelp.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
For over 60,000 California foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. And without necessary school supplies, catching up can be even harder.
It's hard starting over.
The day I start, I'm already behind.
I never know what I'm going to need or how I'm going to get it.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting school supplies for local foster children.
I just want to do well in school.
I feel bad asking for paper and pen.
Bring your gift of paper, pens, binders, calculators, and backpacks to any sleep train and help a foster child succeed in school. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Now, I'm ready to go back to school.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child start the school year right. Bring your gift of school supplies to any Sleep Train store or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, welcome back to the Savage Nation. I'll have the concluding news briefs for you before this hour is out, and there's some news that's going to get you even sicker than you already are, where you can put an X through Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. Put an X through Rand Paul, reprobate from Kentucky, and Ted Cruz, reprobate from Texas. They have now joined the radical feminists and signed onto the bill to take sexual assaults in the military out of the chain of command and transfer them to local radical prosecutors. Put an X through Rand Paul, reprobate of Kentucky, and Ted Cruz. You see, you don't understand what's happening right in front of your eyes. There are no heroes in the Republican Party. Your so-called Tea Party heroes are all frauds. Rubio is a faker. Now Paul is seen as a faker, and Cruz is seen as a faker. That's all. There's no one left. Now let's go to the callers. At least I have some callers left. Greenville, North Carolina, Sim, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, dear Mr. Savage, but the Savage Nation seems to be appropriate. We live in a nation of inequities now, as we lived in a nation of inequities when you made those really nice quotes about Carver, Washington. However,
wait, so you mean affirmative action is of no value?
Well, affirmative action is tremendously tremendous value.
So where's the inequity? Where's the inequities then? If you take a person of a race, a minority race, and put them ahead of a white kid, even though their grades are not as good, that's not good?
Well, the inequities are in the net results. And the net results, like here in Greenville, North Carolina, is where every minority male that finishes high school, one doesn't. For every minority...
Well, who are you blaming for that?
I'm blaming the system for its inequities, for it not being as passionate.
Oh, really? How do you explain poor white people fighting their way? How do you explain poor white people fighting their way out of poverty?
It's a given that they'll fight their way out of poverty. We have a lot of.
It's a given? You mean every white man has he gives a wink and a nod and he's helped by rich white men? Is that what you think goes on?
Absolutely, it's a given. I mean, if you
see, this shows how blind you really are. You're actually a blind man. You are so filled with prejudging, meaning prejudice, you're actually sounding like a blind man. So when my grandfather came here without a penny in his pocket and worked 7 days a week as a tailor and died at age 47 so his son, my father, could have a better life, he got where he was, opened a little store because white men helped him?
Savage, I'm a broadcaster just like you. An unemployed.
Well, I don't care what you are. I wouldn't care if you're a vegetarian. It doesn't matter to me.
My ancestors and
you're not answering my question. How did my grandfather pull himself out of immigrant poverty? How do so many people come here from other countries without belly aching about it, pulling themselves up by working 7 days a week, without talking about inequities?
Because he brought his self-esteem with him. We didn't bring our self-esteem with
him. Oh, okay. So now it's about self-esteem.
Yeah, but it's
So how do you gain self-esteem?
Laid in boats like.
Well, wait, sir. How do you gain self-esteem? Does someone give it to you, or do you gain it on your own?
You have some sense of self-esteem. Your legacy is gone. Your heritage is gone.
But you're not answering me. How does one achieve self-esteem, Sim?
From all of that, and we've done.
Stop. Sim, listen to me. I want to have a discussion with you. You have to answer, and I answer. How do you achieve self-esteem? I'm asking you.
How do you achieve self-esteem? I mean, self-esteem is having a sense of pride. But pride works direct into the area where you may find some.
Well, you're not answering me because you don't even know how to achieve self-esteem.
Yeah, let me answer.
You're saying that the government has to give you self-esteem.
I like Republicans. I like Abraham Lincoln Republicans. I like.
You see, you're not listening to a word I am saying because you're so filled with yourself. You are absolutely incapable of hearing a word anyone's saying to you.
Deep end. They are off on a deep.
I'm going to take you off the air in one more try. If you don't answer and talk to me, it's over. Do you understand it's not your talk show, it's mine? Do you get it? You want to hear about inequities? I'll give you some inequities. You're not going to browbeat me now. You're not going to do it to me. You're going to answer questions, and you're going to have a conversation, or you're going to be off the air. It's that simple. So I'm going to ask you again, how does a person achieve self-esteem?
You can squelch me down. You have that opportunity.
How do you achieve self-esteem? Can you answer that or not?
You know, I don't have that opportunity to get on the air and talk like you.
Well, you just said you're a broadcaster like me, so be a broadcaster. Show us your brains. How does a person achieve self-esteem, Sim?
Well, how would a person achieve self-esteem, Jack?
Don't play Talmudic scholar with me. You're not up to it. End of story. Goodbye. Have a nice life. Go read your Booker T. Washington. When our thoughts, which bring actions, are filled with hate against anyone, Negro or white, we are in a living hell. That is as real as hell will ever be. What else did he say? There is no shortcut to achievement. Life requires thorough preparation. Veneer isn't worth anything, Sim. Shall I read you a few other quotes? I think I will. There is another class of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Having learned that they are able to make a living out of their troubles, they have grown into the settled habit of advertising their wrongs, partly because they want sympathy and partly because it pays. Some of these people do not want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs. I am quoting him from 1911. My larger education being chapters from my experience, he wrote. Does that fit? Try that suit on Al Sharpton. Try that suit on Eric Holder. Try that suit on the entire class of demagogues we now have running America off the rails. Quies custodiae ipsos custodes, the Latin phrase. Who will guard the guards themselves? Who watches the watchman? Who is watching Eric Holder? Quies custodiat ipsos custodes, the Latins asked in ancient Roman times. Why? Because they also had demagogues and dangerous enemies of the people. They had them then, we have them now. And how do you gain self-esteem, my friends? It's a real tough job. No one can give it to you. But anyone who's achieved anything in the world understands one thing. You have to gain it yourself. You can't get self-esteem from the government. It doesn't come in a crackerjack box. No one can give you that badge of self-esteem. Maybe you came into this nation poor, or you entered the nation poor, or you were born poor. Or maybe you're born with a short foot. Maybe you're born with a speech impediment. I once met a man who had been blinded in an airplane crash. He was a pilot, and now I remember the story and I have 33 seconds to tell it. I hope I do it justice. He was an airplane pilot who was in an auto race, and the car caught fire at 120 miles an hour, and the gasoline blinded him. He was in the hospital for 2 years, and he came out as a blind man, but he wanted to fly again. And he fought every rule. He fought the FAA, and he learned to fly again. He learned to fly again. He didn't go to Eric Holder and ask for a charge of a race crime against him by the man who made the gas tank. That's how you get self-esteem, with guts and grit.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here we are, hour number three of The Savage Nation for Tuesday, July 16th, the summer of our discontent. And we have our discontent because of race haters, agitators, out-of-state agitators who want to keep the hatred alive. Instead of being dragged into it, I'm going to quote from a great black man named George Washington Carver. He was an American scientist, botanist, educator, and inventor. He is believed to have been born as an actual slave in Missouri in January of 1864. He died in 1943 in Tuskegee, Alabama. Now, he had every opportunity to hate. He had every opportunity to be a loser. He had every opportunity to burn, but he didn't. He became a really fine scientist. He was a pioneering researcher. And his journey from slavery to celebrity literally galvanized the whole world. Here's what George Washington Carver had to say. 99% of the failures come from people who have the habit of making excuses. He also said how far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong. Because someday in your life, you will have been all of these. Education, he said, is the key to unlock the golden door of freedom. Wouldn't it be nice if Al Sharpton read any of this? He also said this, Al, no individual has any right to come into the world and go out of it without leaving behind him distinct and legitimate reasons for having passed through it. That I addressed to my dear friend, the Attorney General Eric Holder. And Eric Holder, why don't you remember this from George Washington Carver? Fear of something is at the root of hate for others, and hate within will eventually destroy the hater. This is all from a great black scientist named George Washington Carver. I doubt very much that the Communist National Education Association even remembers who he is. There's another great black man that you should know about today in the Savage Nation to try and calm things down in this country being torn apart by professional agitators and a professional agitator in the White House at that. And his name was Booker T. Washington. And here's what he said. I'm afraid that there is a certain class of race problem solvers who don't want the patient to get well. Because as long as the disease holds out, they have not only an easy means of making a living, but also an easy medium through which to make themselves prominent before the public. See, Al Sharpton, you were well known 100 years ago. You're the lowest of the low. He went on and he said, my experience is that people who call themselves the intellectuals understand theories, but they do not understand things. I've long been convinced that if these men could have gone into the South and taken up and become interested in some practical work, which would have brought them in touch with people and things, the whole world would have looked very different to them. Bad as conditions might have seemed at first, when they saw that actual progress was being made, they would have taken a more hopeful view of the situation. Booker T. Washington, from his book, My Larger Education, being chapters from my experience, 1911. Here's another quote from Booker T. Washington. Al Sharpton, Eric Holder, listen carefully. Maybe you can learn something. This was written in 1911. There is another class of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Having learned that they are able to make a living out of their troubles, they have grown into the settled habit of advertising their wrongs, partly because they want sympathy and partly because it pays. Some of these people do not want the Negro to lose his grievances, because they do not want to lose their jobs. Oh, my God, is that amazing. This is the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. I've begun with some very important quotes, and I'm sure they've gone over like, as we used to say in Queens, a lead balloon. Because it's very easy to get into this and get into the gutter with the rest of them and start attacking the attackers, which is going to happen whether I want to do it or not. Now, why do you think I try to go the high road. It's not going to work. We're living in a low time, so to go the high road is a waste of time. That's all. If I read to you from some of the great black leaders of the past to try and lift people up, what good is this going to do in a time when so many people are so brainwashed and so drugged out that they can't even hear what I'm saying? You have to ask yourself, how did a guy start as a slave? He was born into slavery, and he became a scientist, even though he began as a slave. Did you know that? He didn't have the government helping him either. He didn't sue anybody for a race hatred to get into college. He had a curiosity about every living thing on earth. He said he wanted to be able to name every plant. And he did. He became a scientist. And then he wrote some great sayings, which people loved. And he was a famous black leader between 1890 and about 1915. But those were the dark ages, huh? That was before they were wizened up by the white communists who almost brought America to its knees in the 60s. The white communists who are now running around with masks on, punching waiters in the face, breaking windows, attacking police. Yeah, they're really wonderful people. Bring it all down, man. Well, let me remind you of something even more important. And I've said this before, and there's a very dangerous thing going on in this country. The occupiers with the masks on are repeating history. In Germany, during the Weimar Republic, when the country was seething in degeneracy and its economy was floundering after the reparations of World War I, the communists, like the occupiers, were running around with masks, beating up people, attacking people who love Germany, attacking business owners. They were out of hand. They attacked anybody who tried to defend the country. And then the Nazi movement was formed. Yeah. Hitler came along not before the communist movement, but in reaction to the communist movement. And we know where that led. That led to the deaths of millions of people. It led to a war that killed tens of millions of people. But you have to understand where that came from. It came from those people who had enough of the occupiers who were smashing and burning and punching and screaming. They were the communists, anarchists of the early 1920s in Germany. Those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it. I'm trying to warn America not to repeat what happened in Germany, because as sure as I'm standing here, if this keeps up, you're going to see a reaction like you've never seen in this country. You will see a Nazi movement arise, but it won't be called a Nazi movement. Just as you saw a communist arrive on the scene and go all the way to the White House because he didn't call himself a communist. I warned you this 15 years ago. I told you that they'd come marching in the streets of this country, but they wouldn't be wearing a red beret. They wouldn't have their fists pumped in the air screaming Che. And look where Obama and Holder have gotten. If they're not hardcore Marxists, I'd like to know what is a hardcore Marxist. They're very clever, and look how far they got. Well, let me tell you something. The exact opposite can happen as well. One day there will be another Hitler in this country if this keeps up, but he will not do the Nazi salute. He will not be marching with a swastika. But this is what's going to happen unless these demagogues are stopped. Somebody has to cool them down. Where are the black leaders in America? Where are the black surgeons and lawyers and judges who understand the low lives in high places? Where are they today? Where is one leader in the black community to stand up to the hate of Holder? The hate of Holder. I'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We already know that this year is going to cost us a little more than last year in terms of these crazy economic policies, but the question is how much? Please join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci for a special luncheon financial seminar Tuesday, July 16th in Pleasanton, or again Thursday, July 18th in San Jose, both at noon. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for retirement? Again, Tuesday the 16th, the Hilton in Pleasanton, or Thursday the 18th at Maggiano's Santana Row in San Jose, both noon for lunch, free, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Cache Creek Casino Resort wants you to catch some cash. Wonderful waves of it. Get ready for the endless summer, July 10th through September 2nd. Swipe for daily kiosk prizes like cash, bonus play, dining, and more. Every weeknight, we'll give away $500 cash. Every Saturday and Sunday, the waves of cash are rolling in. At 7 and 10 p.m., three winners at each drawing will win up to $5,000. That's $34,000 every weekend. Totally tubular. The tide keeps rising to Labor Day weekend when our shores will see big cash breakers. August 31st through September 2nd, the winners at both nightly drawings will win up to $10,000. That's a towering total of $102,000 guaranteed. So come in and surf out as a big kahuna with the endless summer at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home.
My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of our featured gourmet products, like Lundberg Rice Cakes. Lundberg Family Farms Rice Cakes are made with freshly milled brown rice to ensure freshness, great taste, and whole grain goodness. With nearly twice as much rice as other brands, their brown rice cakes are packed with twice the flavor, value, and nutrition. Lundberg Family Farms Rice Cakes are wheat-free, gluten-free, and have a truly exceptional taste, providing a healthy snack for the whole family. There are so many different flavors, they're sure to be a favorite for everyone. These and other fine gourmet products can be found at Molly Stone's, Key Markets, Lunardi's, and Nugget Markets. Recipes will be judged by Ramekin's Culinary School. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be a California resident and minimum 21 years of age.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
When I was in grade school, I read about George Washington Carver, an American scientist, botanist, educator, inventor, black man. No one knows when he was born. You know why? He was born into slavery in Missouri in January of 1864. It is thought he died in Tuskegee, Alabama in January of 1943. And he was a leader and an advisor to presidents. He did it all on his own. And he said some amazing things that people used to pull themselves up from nothing. From nothing. The man was a genius. And this is the most important one I'm going to read to you today. 99% of the failures come from people who have the habit of making excuses. Wow. Does that differ from, you owe me reparations. The government owes me this. Bring it all down, man. Listen to this one, those of you who are confused out there. How far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong, because someday in your life you will have been all of these. That's beautiful. He wrote, fear of something is at the root of hate for others, and hate within will eventually destroy the hater. That's what I'm trying to caution those of you who are full of hate today. You're not going to win through your hate. You're going to be destroyed by it. You're going to be destroyed by it. That's what's going to happen with your hatred. It never works. Nothing. He was a God-fearing man. He was a Christian. And how did he get from slavery to something so big? He loved nature. He said, I wanted to know the name of every stone and flower and insect and bird and beast. I wanted to know where it got its color, where it got its life, but there was no one to tell me. No one to tell me. So he figured it out on his own. He read, went to the library. He didn't expect a tutor to come to his house. You know, pretty amazing. When our thoughts, which bring actions, are filled with hate against anyone, Negro or white, we are in a living hell. That is as real as hell will ever be. Now, if a kid is taught this as a youngster, when the venom of an Al Sharpton or the venom of an Obama or the venom of all of these haters is thrown at them, they have an immunity. So in other words, if you're listening to the show, maybe you can give your children an inoculation against the hatred that is being put into their heads so we don't fall back another 50 or 60 or 70 years from these revolutionary socialists running the country today. I'm going to read you something you're not going to believe. I want to show you how the universities have been destroyed with affirmative action and communism. University of Pennsylvania so-called religious studies professor Anthea Butler wrote a blog in which she said God is a racist, and I will read it now. How did she ever become a professor? Why is she still a professor? An Ivy League professor blogged after George Zimmerman was found not guilty of murdering Trayvon Martin that the verdict shows, quote, God is a white racist who stalks young black men. I did not make this up. Anthea Butler, an associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Department of Religious Studies, look how the departments of religion have been penetrated by these people. And when I say these people, I mean the socialists, the communists, the anarchists, the America haters. The religion haters, the God haters themselves have penetrated the religion departments. Did you know that? There is no religion taught in the religious studies departments. Did you know that the religious studies departments were long ago penetrated by hardcore anti-God activists? Did you know that? Anthea Butler, an associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania Department of Religious Studies, made the unusual comment in a blog post released on Monday on religiondispatches.org, which she's a regular contributor. She said, God ain't good all of the time. This is a professor now. In fact, sometimes God is not for us, she wrote in the post. Now, this even gets better. Listen to the illiteracy. As a black woman in an nation, this is a professor, as a black woman in an nation that has taken too many pains to remind me that I am not a white man and am not capable of taking care of my reproductive rights or my voting rights, I know that this American God ain't my God. This is a professor now. It gets worse. As a matter of fact, she wrote, I think he's a white racist God with a problem. More importantly, he is carrying a gun and stalking young black men, close quote, she added. She even gets crazier, but this is a professor now. As a historian of American and African-American religion, do you have any idea that there's been a cultural revolution in America and the illiterates have taken over the culture? She didn't write that. I did. I'll read you what this illiterate moron wrote. As a historian of American and African-American religion, she wrote, I know that the Trayvon Martin moment is just one moment in the history of racism in America that in large part has its underpinnings in Christianity and its history. This idiot holds a doctorate and master's degrees in religion from Vanderbilt University as well as a master's degree in theology from Fuller Theological Seminary. Now, I ask you something. How did she get a PhD in all these degrees in a racist nation? I would argue the opposite. The country is the opposite of a racist nation. That's how people with no brains, no intellect whatsoever, are made into professors, because the universities have bent over backwards to hire them. Officials from the University of Pennsylvania declined to comment. They declined to comment. Josiah Ryan, editor-in-chief of Campus Reform, which first reported Butler's comments, said the professor's reaction to the verdict was bizarre. He wrote, "No amount of heartbreak over the Zimmerman acquittal justifies these hateful posts. Professor Butler's remarks were clearly designed to hurt when Americans need healing and to divide when we need a unity. In tumultuous times, students must be able to turn to their professors for calm and wisdom. In stoking the flames of hatred, Professor Butler has betrayed her students' trust. UPenn administrators ought not to allow her back in the classroom." No kidding. She never belonged in a classroom. Ivy League professor calls God a racist after Zimmerman verdict. Again, using the race card, which she has used. Remember how she got where she is. She used the race card every step of the way to get her master's, her doctorate, that's my opinion, and then to bully her way into a professorship. It's embarrassing. It's sickening. It's setting the country back 50 to 60 years. I'd like to know where the black community is, said community. I love the word community. The Latino community, like they all love each other. The black community, all love each other. What community? What are you talking about? Where is this imaginary community in the mind of Al Sharpton? What community? Is there a white community? Where is it? There is no white community. Whites have long ago understood you can't base your opinions based on race. What, they trust every white because they're white? Are you crazy? They learned a long time ago that race has nothing to do with who you trust. When are the races in minority status going to learn that? When? When are they going to learn that someone of the same skin color as you may be your worst enemy? When? We need black leaders who see through these people to stand up and say, no, this is wrong. No, you're dragging the country backwards 50 years. No, you're destroying what was built up over 50 years. You're going to destroy the whole black middle class if you keep this up. You know, I got to tell you something. I don't go out as much as I used to places that I used to go to. But not too long ago, if I would go to some bars in San Francisco, I remember when, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago, I don't remember when. I don't even remember the case. 12 black guys in their 30s, young businessmen, came up to me. They loved me. They listened to the show. They don't have any racism in them. They weren't steeped in it, so they got somewhere. They went to college. They got the degrees. They went into corporate life, and they were getting ahead. They didn't buy into this garbage that's being fed by Obama and Holder and Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. If they did, you know why? Where they'd be today? They'd be nowhere. They would have been enslaved by the rhetoric. Because when you wind up hating based on race, you know what you do? You imprison yourself. You know, there's another saying. You can either push a man down in the ditch, or you can pull him out of the ditch. And if you push a man down in the ditch, you're going to stay down there with him, because he's going to pull you down with him. While if you pull a man out of a ditch, you can both walk out of the ditch together. And these demagogues are trying to push an entire generation back into the ditch.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. Lawyers are lining up after the crash of Asiana Flight 214. Walnut Creek attorney filed a suit in the U.S. District Court in San Francisco seeking $5 million in damages on behalf of a woman and her 8-year-old son who were injured in the crash. And in Chicago, a law firm says it plans to sue Boeing and component part manufacturers on behalf of some of the plane's passengers. A San Mateo County ban on firearms in county parks has been upheld by a federal appeals court. A gun rights group challenged the ban, arguing the county's regulations are preempted by a state law allowing people to obtain licenses to carry concealed weapons. Taking a look at the roadways, had a crash being reported lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Looks like that has been cleared. Northbound 101 Oyster Point Boulevard, car, big rig, everything's off to the right side. Southbound 680 Pacheco Boulevard, some metal debris in the two middle lanes. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560. KSFO.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to talk about my friends at Serta Pro Painters. When we last left off, I believe I told you how we had a couple of rooms painted by the good folks at Serta Pro Painters. They were very helpful in getting my husband and I to narrow down our color ideas, come to a solution, and they did a great job. We left for work in the morning, and when we came home, the place was neat and tidy and newly painted. Well, just the rooms they did were neat and tidy. Unfortunately, the rest of the house is still kind of a mess. But it got me thinking. These guys were such pros, we might get them back to do the exterior painting. That needs doing, too. They were so easy to deal with, and they live in our neighborhood. I have this thing about supporting the locals. Even though Serta Pro is the biggest painting company in America, they are also your neighborhood painter. Check them out online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. Or call them up at 800-GO-SERTA. We like them because of their personal attention, their professionalism, and how seamless it all was. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. That's very reassuring. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal. Visit SertaPro.com.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
Chop Swap!
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it!
For the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it!
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop Swap!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
Twitter user Casey Jackson tweeted, "Oh, it's cool. It's not like I had plans or anything. Hashtag stupid car." Casey, we sense your sarcasm, but it's the Honda Summer Clearance Event. Come check out the Civic. It's the best-selling small car in America, and it's loaded with standard features. But who wants a great deal on a great car? You, from what it sounds like.
Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
Based on Polk U.S. new retail registrations in the small car segment for January 2008 through March 2013. See dealer for financing details.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Michael Levine is one of my heroes. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller Deep Cover and The Big White Lie. He's a former DEA agent, and he's an amazing man. He's probably the most courageous man I ever met. He's an astounding man. He has a show coming up on the History Channel on Friday, May 24th, talking about the body bag case, which happened during the Vietnam War, where there was heroin smuggling in the bodies and body bags of our soldiers killed in Vietnam, protected by the CIA. Not Hollywood fiction, but the real story. If it comes from Mike Levine, you're hearing the truth. Mike Levine, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I am honored again to be with you, Michael.
Look, Mike, let's start out with a little background. You have real experience going undercover with these heroin smugglers. Tell the people about it.
That's called Deep Cover. I lived with them. I was, when the New York Times wanted to do a piece on Deep Cover agents, they came to New York where there were some 300 agents assigned. And at the time, I was one of two who had done deep cover, that is going into other countries, adopting a new identity, having false passports, etc. And it's a situation, it's deep cover because you can call no one for help. You're, in essence, the only weapon you have is your acting ability, and you're acting with the audience just a few inches from your face. And failing to convince your audience often results in death or disappearance.
Well, what is the body bag case, Michael?
The body bag case is one that I lived. Yet, as you said, it's the smuggling of heroin into the United States using the remains of our boys killed in Vietnam as nothing more than a conveyance. I lived that case. The body bag case began, as many cases begin with us, and I was on call. I'm a fluent Spanish speaker, so I was called out to, this is July 4th, 1971. The case was John Edward Davidson is caught at the airport carrying 3 kilos of pure heroin in false bottom suitcases. He's coming in from Bangkok, Thailand. He's a GI who's been living in Bangkok and traveling to the U.S. This was his seventh trip, 21 kilos. In those years, each kilo was easily converted to $500,000. So you're talking about very big bucks. I interrogated and flipped John Edward Davidson. He agreed to deliver the heroin in what you call a controlled delivery to those people who had set up the whole operation in Gainesville, Florida. That night, we arrested the financier of the operation, a fellow by the name of Alan Trupkin. And after the arrest, John agreed to tell me who his source was in Bangkok, Thailand. And mind you, the Vietnam War was still raging. Now we cut to me going to Bangkok, Thailand, my first deep cover operation. I hit Thailand. I start to hang with the Chinese drug dealers. Within a short period of time, they had to see me. They had to live with me. And I'm very good at undercover. A week or two go by, I'm running with these guys. We make a deal. They want to convince, by this time, they're convinced that I am the capo di tutti frutti of the mafia in the U.S. and that they can do some serious business direct to the U.S. with me. They want me to go with them up to Chiang Mai, that's northern Thailand, to visit the factory.
Really? Well, how was the CIA really involved?
I'm called into the embassy 4 o'clock in the morning. I meet my first CIA agent. He tells me, you're not going to Chiang Mai.
Oh, come on, you're kidding.
I didn't understand this. So, my mind was blown, and I said, I was insisting that they send me. He said, well, we can't protect you up there. I said, I didn't know you were protecting me in the first place. I thought I'm alone here. And finally, he sees that he's basically dealing with a South Bronx kamikaze, and he says, you are military, Levine. We've got your record. You understand more than most people that you do not know the big picture. And, of course, I didn't. At that point in my life, I didn't know there were secret priorities, that there were assets of the CIA out there, like the heroin dealers supporting our forces in Vietnam, when Congress wouldn't.
What is the junkie tax, Michael?
Congress won't pay for it. Let these guys sell drugs to America, to American soldiers, and that'll pay for it. Trouble is, nobody told America, and this was my first exposure to it. And his final words were, you don't know the big picture. We want you to shut this case down. You can arrest the two guys who you've been dealing with if they deliver heroin to you. I had also, by this time, identified the man making false bottom suitcases that were flowing into the U.S. And again, at this particular time in my history, I didn't know. I thought, yes, these guys have America's best interests at heart. So I followed orders as I was trained to do. I was given a U.S. Treasury Special Act Award for the first case of its kind. That is where I got the smuggler and the financier in the U.S. and then got the source of heroin, they said, which really wasn't. The source was in Chiang Mai, and the maker of the false bottom suitcases, and I got this award, and I let this carry away. You know, I was carried away with myself, which, you know, that will never happen again. And a short time goes by, and my boss in the hard narcotic smuggling unit, Al Seeley, who's a legend in his own right, he made me the expert in Southeast Asia. In comes another informant into the same people, ex-GI, and an agent by the name of Lou Culver, who's an ex, Louis still alive, he's an ex New York detective, became a federal agent. And Louis and I sit down and we start to debrief this guy. And what I realize, he's talking about the body bag case. This sergeant in who had gotten out of the service in Vietnam, stayed in Bangkok, was connecting with people in Graves Registration, and he was sending heroin up through the body bag system. That is in the bodies, in the body bags, in the caskets to the U.S.
Oh, come on, you're kidding.
Now, Louis and I went over to Bellevue to make arrangements for some of the bodies to be diverted to Bellevue so that we could open them up and check it. This is a horrific, horrific assignment. And we keep debriefing this informant. And then what he reveals just knocks me out. The source of all that heroin was the people that CIA were protecting in Chiang Mai. And I just never forgot it. I watched history go by. The story is never told. I don't think there's anything. We have a Congress with no cojones whatsoever. We have mainstream media that is so easily manipulated. And I think Thomas Jefferson said that without an aggressive, free mainstream media, you can't have a democracy. And hey, Mike, thank God for you. You're one of the few voices out there that people like me can talk to.
Well, what do you think needs to happen? What's the answer to this problem?
I wrote a book called Fight Back. Honestly, it's how to take back your own neighborhood from the drug trafficker. It's how to use Americans in their own communities as you would auxiliary police. It's kind of like using the John laws to focus their efforts on frightening away buyers. Don't confront the drug dealers, the buyers. You kill the business. It works every time it's employed. The trouble is there are too many agencies and government agencies that have a budgetary interest in making statistics and numbers, and I showed graphic examples in Fight Back. They will fight communities that try to do it, try to employ these tactics. So there is a method to fight this and win it. It's out there. Again, you've got to fight the treason of banking, Congress, mainstream media, so many people that make the myriad of government agencies that make a living off a drug war budget, and their interest prevails every time over the interests of the American people. Thank God for you, Mike. I mean, you just know you're only your listeners get a chance to even hear this.
Michael Levine, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation.
Michael, it is my sincerest pleasure, and I love you, brother.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-730-SITE. That's 1-855-730-SITE. 1-855-730-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom built-in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
For our nation to speak honestly about the complicated and emotionally charged issues that this case has raised. We must not, as we have too often in the past, let this opportunity pass.
Okay, stop.
I hope that we
will. What you're listening to here is the sound of a very dangerous, I would say, evil man, because evil is danger. Eric Holder is supposed to be the top guard of the legal profession. And who will watch him? Who will oversee this monster? You know, there was another attorney general in the past who overstepped his bounds. His name was John Mitchell, and the left hounded him to death and forced him to resign. But then he was a Republican. What was his crime? No one even knows. I think his crime was being a white Republican. And yet here we have a race-baiting man violating the law going in full combat gear against violence against the young. The same Eric Holder who was involved in the shipment of gun running to Mexico in the Fast and Furious scandal, which cost hundreds of Mexicans and Americans their lives, will not turn over documents related to guns to Mexico. Wrote about it in Trickle Down Tyranny, You Didn't Care. And now he's going to solve the combat, the violence against young people, investigating the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, and he said it would last all spring. And yet he's not looking into the murders in Chicago. In the 20-day period of the George Zimmerman trial, four minors, three teens, and a five-year-old boy were gunned down in Chicago. One crime after another, gun violence in Chicago. Where is Eric Holder when we don't need him? Today we're asking, quies custodie ipsos custodes, pardon my mangled Latin, it's the best I can do. I only know botanical Latin, but it's a phrase that asks who watches the watchman or who will guard the guards themselves. Eric Holder, who watches you? Mr. Obama, who will guard us from you? Who watches the watchman? So if you think that evil has occurred in America and it's the first time it's occurred in a great nation, you are wrong. The Roman Republic also had people who needed watching who were above the law. And right now we have the untouchables stirring up hatred in this country. I'm going to quote Booker T. Washington, who saw men like Obama and Eric Holder from 100 years ago. Booker T. Washington was a great man who happened to be a black man who saw this type of con man long before there was the 60s. And here's what Booker T. had to say. I don't think he's taught in the schools anymore because he would calm things down and bring people together. He would bring people up rather than pushing them down. But Booker T. said, and I direct this to Obama, who obviously didn't hear this in Reverend Wright's church. I direct this to Eric Holder, who obviously didn't hear this while he was reading Karl Marx's Das Kapital. Booker T. Washington said this, guys. He said, I'm afraid that there is a certain class of race problem solvers who don't want the patient to get well because as long as the disease holds out, they have not only an easy means of making a living, but also an easy medium through which to make themselves prominent before the public. He also said other things, by the way. Shall I read you a few others? There is another class of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Having learned that they are able to make a living out of their troubles, they have grown into the settled habit of advertising their wrongs, partly because they want sympathy, and partly because it pays. Some of these people, he wrote, do not want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs. That came from his book, My Larger Education, being chapters from my experience, written in 1911, long before these demagogues, Obama, Holder, and the others, were brainwashed through the Marxist professorships into becoming the monsters that they are, in my mind, that they have become. Very dangerous people indeed, playing racial politics, trying to stir up blacks against whites, blacks against Asians, blacks against everyone they can. It's frightening to believe that we have what used to be contained in the ghettos of the universities now on the political stage in the centering itself. I'd rather not go down into the gutter with them. I'd rather try to continue to bring the dialogue up. I don't know if I'm going to succeed at it. But if I keep quoting Booker T. Washington or some of the other great leaders of the past, I'm afraid that people will say, well, they're nothing. They're not great men. They were just Uncle Toms who sold themselves out. That's how their brains have been washed. But if you actually analyze what they said, you'll find out that you're being imprisoned with your hatred. Booker T. Washington was trying to teach people, probably mainly his own people, that the longer you hated and the more you hated, the longer you were enslaved by your own hatred. Among a large class, he wrote, in Up From Slavery in 1901, there seemed to be a dependence upon the government for every conceivable thing. The members of this class had little ambition to create a position for themselves, but wanted the federal officials to create one for them. How many times I wished then, and have often wished since, that by some power of magic I might remove this great bulk of these people into the country districts and plant them upon the soil, upon the solid and never deceptive foundation of Mother Nature, where all nations and races that have ever succeeded have gotten their start, a start that at first may be slow and toilsome, but one that nevertheless is real. Now, I'm trying to address this to young black men and women who are listening to my show who are troubled with what is going on in the country right now. 50 years of race relations have been dissolved by Barack Obama for injecting himself into this Zimmerman trial. 50 years of relative harmony in America have been threatened by Eric Holder's constant harping upon the civil rights era. And yet we see nothing or hear nothing from those who brought themselves up from nothing to something. And here's what he wrote, George Washington Carver. I'll bet you haven't learned any of his writings in school. I'll bet he's no longer taught. Instead, you're reading Malcolm X. Instead, you're reading the other haters that came along in the 60s. And this is really not aimed for the white people. I think it's aimed for the young black kids who, let's say, are in the middle class and want to move up and stay there. And they don't want to be pulled back down into the darkness of the ghetto and ghetto talk. And he wrote this in My Larger Education, 1911. When our thoughts which bring actions are filled with hate against anyone, Negro or white, we are in a living hell. That is as real as hell will ever be. He wrote that. I didn't. Here's the best one, and he's most famous for this one. It's very tender. George Washington Carver wrote, how far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong, because someday in your life you will have been all of these. I thought that was beautiful. You hear this? Tolerant of the weak and strong, because someday in your life you will have been all of these. He sounds like he was a great man. How about this one, Al Sharpton? No individual has any right to come into the world and go out of it without leaving behind him distinct and legitimate reasons for having passed through it. In the opinion of millions of people, Sharpton, you've left nothing but hatred and dissension in your path. There is no shortcut to achievement, Mr. Obama, he wrote. Life requires thorough preparation. Veneer isn't worth anything. I guess he perceived the hollow men. There is no shortcut to achievement, Mr. Obama. Life requires thorough preparation. Veneer isn't worth anything. Well, Obama's veneer has come off, hasn't it? We have seen the stucco come off Obama's facade, and behind it there seems to be some rotting wood. 855-400-7282. I'm trying the high. I'm trying whatever I can do here to raise us up to another level, because we have very dangerous revolutionaries in very high places in this country who would like to see race wars ignited across the land. They want the prairie fire. In fact, there was a 60s publication put out by communists called Prairie Fire, and they were seeped on it like mother's milk. They drank the hateful rhetoric of prairie fire as children. As others were given mother's milk, they were given this hatred. And now they're running the country. Now they're running the universities. Now they're running the media. They drank the mother's milk of hatred and racism. And we're seeing the results of a lack of leadership today. Qui es custodiae ipsos custodes? Who watches the watchmen? Or who will guard the guards themselves?
Savage.